evening.
Good evening.
Things were good,
hello?
I hope.
Yes, very good. I'm going to go on mute now because I'm in the room.
Okay.
Thank you.
Understand.
Hello.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Please join me in saying the Anna Bakoa. Anna Bakoa, Gedula Chimin Sa Dati Se. The letters of the month of the Bet. The Bet that created the planet Shabtai, the planet Saturn, and the Ayin that created the constellation Gedi, the goat, the astrological sign of Capricorn. Together, the Ayin and the Bet have a gematria 72, which connects us to the wisdom. Kabel Rinat Amcha Sagbenu Baharenu No Sheyachudcha Kevava Vamrem Nun Gimel Dalet Yud Tav Shin Barhem Tacharem Rachame Sidkacha Tami Gamlem Betet Reish Tzadikav Gimel Chasin Kadosh Berov Tuvcha Na'el Adatha Et Kuf Bet Tet Nunayan Yachid Geyeh Lamcha Penei Zohrei Kiddushata Yud Gimel Lamed Peizayin Kuf Shavatenu kabel Ushmatiakatenu Yodea Talumo Chim Kufav Sadiyutta. We have brought the energy of creation into our space, and we're going to utilize the 13 attributes of mercy to separate between the positive pole and the negative pole, between the right column energy and the left column energy. Adonai Yohei Wahei, Adonai Yohei Wahei, El Rachum V'chanun, Erech Kapayim, V'rav Chesed V'emet, Notzer Chesed L'alafim, Notzea Awon V'afesha, V'pata'a V'nake. We're now going to read verses that connect us to the energy of this year and previous years. And we're going to start with L'shem Yichud. The first verse we will read is Lamentations chapter 3, verse 52, which connects us to this year, 5777, the year of the goat, also known as the year of the wake-up. L'shem Yichud, Yud Kabarichu, Yud Kintei Bichilu, Urchimud, Hilud, Hilu, Urchimud, Le'achda L'shem Yud Hei Bavav Hei, V'yichuda Shalim B'shem Kol Yisrael, Tzod Tzadimu, Tzipo, O Yavai Chinam. When you take the first letters of these words, we're able to parse it into three Hebrew words, Saps, Ki, Ah, which translates as appear like brothers. And the final letter of each verse can be permutated into two Hebrew words, Dir Yam, which is translated as a sea of tenants. The second verse that connects to the energy of the year of the goat is from Joshua chapter 23, verse 8. And this verse has the name of the year sealed within it. Queen Ba'adonai, Yohei Wahei, Eloheihem Hadavaku, Kasher Asitem. And now we're going to say two verses that connect to the year 5776, the year of the pause. The first of those verses is 2 Chronicles chapter 29, verse 34. Raka Kohanim Ayulimat Willow Yachlu Lehashit Et Kol Ha'olot Vayachastum Achechem Halevim Ad Kilod Hamlacha Yad Yitgadshu Hakohanim Ki Halevim Yishrei Levav Lehit Kadesh Me'akohanim. The verse has 25 words. When we take the first letter of each word, we're able to permute it into eight names of God. Adonai Yohe Wahe La La He Wa 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 Yo La Yo Ala Me Hey 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 Aka Are Kaha. The second verse connecting to the year of the pause, Isaiah chapter 26, verse 4. Bichu ba Adonai Yohe Wahe Adead Kibia Yohe Adonai Yohe Wahe Sur Olamim. There are three verses connecting to the year that swallowed death forever, the year 5775. The first of these three is Job chapter 7, verse 19. Kama lo tishem imeni, lo tarpeni ad bili ruki. Then there's 1 Samuel chapter 23, verse 23. Uru udu mikol hamachavoyia. Asher yitabe sham usavkem. Eli El Nahon, Wehalati Tem, Kayaim Yeshno, Bavet Spechi Pasti, Oto Bakal Alfe Yehuda. The third verse is Job, chapter 20, verse 7. Kegelo Lanetzach, Yoved Roav. Yom Ruayo. And the year 5774 that has one of peace in the Middle East, the one verse that connects to that energy is 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10. Wisam bimakom leami leYisrael untati wishakan. Ta'akta v'lo yirgaz, o v'lo yosifu. V'nei avla la'anoto, ka'asher barishona. Now we're going to scan the 72 names of God. And the 72 names from the Tzaddikim. And the Tzaddikim who left this day, the 20th day of Tevet, a very famous Tzaddik, you've all heard of him. This is Rabbeinu Moshe Ben Maimon, also known as the Ramban. His famous book is the 8 chapters, but also the Guide to the Perplexed. Rabbi Yaakov Abuchatzeria, he's one of the relatives of the Baba Sali. It's part of the Moroccan Kabbalists sent to Morocco by the Ari and have now settled back in the land of Israel. Rabbi Simcha Yisachar Dov of Chernevo, Rabbi Yisrael Reich of Budapest, Rabbi Raphael Eliyahu Eliezer Mishkovsky, Rabbi Elimelech Izak, and the eighth verse of the Anna B'Koach we say in a whisper. Tonight's class is a Tikkuni Zohar class. You can find the handout on the Revealed Wisdom Matrix, the row 19, the last row, the second column from the left. When that opens up, scroll down to class number 5, which opens up to section 7A. We will first scan the Aramaic. I will read a few lines and then we'll scan it together before we start reading on the English translation. Nekuda dahu kegon chalam cholem leala keter alyon tirakiv al yudke dinun hachma ubina kechushban chalem v'tachat Ragilev kemasi levanat hasefer hayarkuf veda malchut veharetz adom regalai ihu tachot vavhe tihu choshbun barak Haki Salik Aleph Yuke Vavke Yud Vav Yud Vyod Rakia Da Muda De Em Saita Di Kalil Shem Yuke Vavke. Start scanning in row 5. Section 7A. The point of the Aleph that is like a Yud is the sapphire stone, alluding to the higher Keter where Yud and K, Chachma and Bina, come together. This is the beginning of Ezekiel's vision and the basis for what follows. This vision then is rooted in Malchut, meaning it represents the entire tree, since it is the representation of Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh. There within Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh is Rakia, the central pillar, Zeranpin extending like a curtain with the diagonal line of the Aleph. This is the natural or predominant mode of consciousness that extends itself by the specific nature of its being. What are the heavens? They are the myriad world pathways of creation. These pathways suggest the journeys we are making in consciousness that bring forth the idea of the way things work. This idea of returning to the One is central to thought. There must be a center to every person that is brought forth. This center is the divine name Yud-Kei-Vav-Kei, that is the image of the One that cannot be described. This is the beginning of Vam, the Aleph, that unfolds into all that can be. The Shekhinah acts as a curtain for the soul. The synagogue on high is the location of a transformer to that current that merges with the soul, showing both the Garden of Eden and Gehinnom. A return to the first day acts to reignite the soul from the center above and below. While this is happening, the permutations of Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh flow along this current, transforming it via the Sephirot. It is the bringing of the world that promoted by the current of the Shekhinah. It takes the intention through the Sephirot up until Hod, revealing 50 gates and their aspects above and below. The awareness transforms the fire in 6 visions of the Sephirot from Bina to Hod, forming Zeranpin, that is the building of the world. The 7th of the points of Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh alludes to Yesod, or the foundation of the world, whose counterpart below is Memtet, or the vision that is seen by Ezekiel. These visions appear within one another like a mirror that reflects itself over and over again. The image flows below into the lower Shekhinah. The brightness of Noga of the lower Shekhinah is because it has become imbued with the image above. In this way, it has taken on this image, and that seeks to surround the male or the incoming appearance of the image to take on all of its transmitted qualities. Thought carries the impression until it transmits its expression, and then that expression encompasses the impression, drawing it continuously into manifestation. An unwritten commentary, the word Noga has a number of meanings. One of them is the Malchut level of the negative tree, which is both good and bad. Another meaning of the word Noga is the planet Venus. It's constantly covered with clouds, constantly in concealment. So you don't know what's going on underneath it. And the third part of it is the foreskin, or parts of the foreskin is that are removed, is called the Noga, that has to be separated between the good and the bad before it is removed. I'm continuing to read. The 7th of the points of Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh alludes to Yesod, or the foundation of the world, whose counterpart below is Memtet, or the vision that is seen by Ezekiel. I reread this paragraph because it would make more sense with what follows. These visions appear within one another like a mirror that reflects itself over and over again. The image flows below into the lower Shekhinah. the brightness or the noga of the lower Shekhinah is because it has become imbued with the image above. In this way, it has taken on this image and then seeks to surround the male or the incoming appearance of the image to take on all of its transmitted qualities. Thought carries the impression until it transmits its expression. And then that expression encompasses the impression, drawing it continuously into manifestation. Just prior to the realization of the totality of the image that is Yudke Vavke, here in the ninth level, the reflection or likeness of the glory of God is seen from below, presenting itself as the higher Chachma. This is the awareness of the initial awakening that is now culminated in form. What is this like? A king instructs a minister to carry out his instructions for improving his impoverished lands to the south. The minister makes many changes, and finally, just prior to the king's arrival on the next day, he looks around and realizes the depth of his accomplishments. The entire area is thriving due to the king's instruction, which has been perfectly carried out. Therefore, when the king does come wearing his crown, his keter, at the 10th level of Yudke Vavke, there can only be the awareness of the king throughout everything. The higher conceptions of Bria and Atzilut become increasingly higher in their conceptions, so that even their expressions are unable to be contained within an adequate description, regardless of the magnificence of the visions. Think of your mind as a landscape of thought. Due to the unconscious nature of mind and not of thought, this landscape needs to be explored. The vowel points, in fact, give depth to each letter, and because of this, the letters can be enunciated. Without the vowels, those letters retain their structure, but are lacking in meaning. The same thing is true in mind, in that without awareness, mind retains the structure of thought, but not its deeper meanings. It could be said that mind without self-discovery is one dimension instead of being six-dimensional, as when it's the wheels turn this way and that. Each turning reveals another aspect, all integral to the whole. It's a beautiful poetry in that paragraph. In the shorthand of Kabbalah and the Tikkuni Zohar, the Vav represents these six dimensions, also called Zeranpin, referencing the six Sephirot from Bina through Hod. Holiness is incomplete without its connecting links. The Vav is that connecting link. Ezekiel's construction is none other than the architecture of thought, as we see that there is one inside another, as the Vav is contained within the form of the Aleph. Learning how to delineate this construction is contained in the deepening awareness that is the result of its contemplation. And all this is the mystery of Ezekiel's construction within the mystery of the points. And furthermore, regarding the mystery of the points, they are to be revised. Concerning Patach, which is a name of a vowel, the numerical value of the letters are equal to Yud. And it is written in Psalms, "You open your hand and satisfy every living thing with favor. And they have determined, do not read your hand, but rather your yuds." That's the end of section 7A. Does anybody have any questions? Section 7B, we will scan. The Aramaic. Section 7B. First, the Patach delineates the flowing forth of divine abundance, showing the unity of the dual divine name in that one is inside the other. It is kind of like cutting a diamond in that every cut still reveals the diamond, although in different aspects. Although still retaining its diamond essence. Patach alludes to the firmament in that it is the context against which all meanings are derived. The Kamat in the heavens, a spark of Yud Vav, 16 points, 16 faces of Chayot, a totality of points, one facing the other. Kamech extends the firmament, adding more depth, becoming the reflecting mirror that the Chayot all turn in relationship to. It is the continuous spark of thought that recognizes itself, and the maker that has revealed it, its sending forth as in the hand that opens to share its blessings. Seri equals Vav, Vav, or 12. And beneath Sadi are two sparks, which are Yud, Yud, the two great luminaries, and these are Vav, Vav, and Yud, Yud, adding to 32. And these are the 32 wonderful paths of Chachma. And added the point under the resh of Tseri, there is Yud, meaning 10 Sefirot. See there, 42. My commentary. If you can understand this paragraph, you will be able to understand the relationship between Achma and the Anabakoach. Tseri indicates one inside the other, side by side, as with two yuds and two vavs, and the two great luminaries resolving them to the numerical equivalent of man, 45. Special attention may be focused on the way we have arrived at the meaning. We always start with something we know and build upon this, extending it to reveal first one and then another dimension. In this way, we establish a chain of association, or a hishtashlut. And I am adding, adaptation, although this may be incorrect, since we do not have the actual Aramaic or Hebrew letters. Shiva, which comes to me. the greater light should dominate the day, and the lesser light. And there is the mystery of 42, and the mystery of man. Shva equals 6. 321, which is 3 plus 2 plus 1. With 3 sparks and a heaven, it is Yud 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 Vav, adding to 36. Then see 42 plus the 3 letters of the word Shva. Here is 45. And the mystery of this word is, when they ask me, what is his name, what shall I say to them? Ma, what is 45? And the vowel point Shva is a point of the name Yud-Kei-Vav-Kei in the Torah. Shiva also delineates the name of God in both the 42 letter and the 45 letter name. This gives us another way in which Torah, even in its smallest detail, is speaking about the recognition of Hashem via the awareness of man. The luminaries represent both conscious awareness, or the big luminary, and subconscious awareness, the smaller luminary. Their resolution, their unity, takes place within the name Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh. Segol, 18, counted Vav-Vav-Vav. Yud-Yud-Yud plus 3 Vavs is 48. Add the 4 letters of Segol to make 52. Segol represents what happens as the recognition of the name unfolds within, as in Moses, whose face shines like the face of the sun. What's happening is we're going through the vowels and the spelling out of the vowels, and then how to understand those, the gematria, the word names of the vowels, and that, how it relates to the Sephirot. The Cholam, without a Vav, its number is Yah, 15, Yud-Heh. And 3 sparks, Yud-Yud-Yud, 30, are 45. Like the tetragrammaton Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh, spelt with olives, and which equals 45. And together with the 3 letters of the word Cholam, Cholem, and the word itself, they are 49, like the value of the 49 letters of the Shema, Hear, O Israel, blessed be the name of the glory. And in the Mishnah, the rabbis say 50 gates of wisdom in the way given to Moses, all but one. Yet you have made him slightly less than Elohim. Now before the angels, 49 pure faces of men Ptet, they show their traces as angels over Cholem in all their places. Cholem represents the ascendancy of the seeker, whose thought approaches the sublime holiness. Each instance of unification where the tetragrammaton is discovered anew opens up another of those 50 gates of wisdom, less one, which is the final step to Mashiach. The Cholem is that last step, with Memtet representing the unique crossover that makes this last step possible. An unwritten commentary. Memtet is a combination of one of the archangels, typically considered Michael, along with the human being Hanoch ben Yared, the man who lived 365 years and then walked with God. And with that understanding, it's helpful. You'll understand this whole idea that Memtet represents the unique crossover that makes the last step possible, the step of growing to be higher spiritually than the angels. Continuing to read. When you place the vowels in conjunction with the letters of the Tetragrammaton, it produces the various aspects of the unfolding of the divine. This is to show the interconnections that may be found within each instance of the holy name and amongst each of its holy letters. The Shirik, the numerical value of its six letters, is 6, and with 5 sparks are 50. Thus it is 56. 3 letters and the word are 60. The secret of Yud-Kei-Vav-Kei is with those who fear him, and through it, sing to Jacob of joy is an acronym of the word, of the vowel name Shirik. Shirik, its letters numbering to 6, which is 600 minus 6, 5 sparks, the vavs are 50, making 56 altogether. Then the 3 letters of Shirik make 60. The secret of Yud-Kei-Vav-Kei is with those who fear him. Sing to Jacob of joy is an acronym of Shirik. The secret of Yud-Kei-Vav-Kei is that all things combine to point to and emanate from there, including all the variations of the adding together of the vowels. The Shirik is included in this compilation of examples that point to the holiness of Yud-Kei-Vav-Kei. Every meaning comes by definition from Chachma, since it is there where the initial sparks are derived from. There is the extension of meaning that culminates in Malchut. At every step in the Hishtalshelut, there is a leap of faith, a scene where Yesod contains the mystery of Sod. We are being pointed to the realization of one thing that resides inside another. Here we are shown the relationships of the vowels with their points, with their sparks and their firmaments, straight lines forming underneath, the letters giving meaning to the archetypes that are written within the Torah. We can illustrate these relationships between the vowels and infer their counterparts within the structure of the Sephirot. There is a fluid nature presented here, just as consciousness is made up of a fluid design, with the interpenetrating thoughts that become concepts. The resultant field calls all into action, producing the demonstration of being. The Chamatz combines the sparks and the firmament, making the divine relationship. And compared to Yud-Kei-Vav-Kei, wherein the Keter of creation is highlighted. Within thought, we are directed its highest conception. Patach illustrates the 42-letter name of God as various combinations, all result in the numeric of 42. Look closely at the references here. First, desire and rescue, and then opening. The gates of righteousness, and subsequently entering through them. This describes the pathways of holiness. And so the mysteries of the points abound, and like this shall come through them. I have given it to God, the Yah. How many mysteries there are of the points? And this it seems to be, it is. I shall come through them. I shall give thanks to God. Yah, Yud-Heh. Now, Patach, it is said of this. It was said, Open to me the gates of righteousness. I will enter into them. I will give them thanks unto the Lord. I'm going to stop here. I didn't give you a lot of commentary because I don't understand all of what's said here. A lot of the vowels, you have to look at the Hebrew spelling of their names and then work out the gematria. Does anyone have any questions? I wish you all a good evening. Tomorrow at 4:30 West Coast time, we will have a mini Zohar class. And at 7 o'clock, our questions and answers period. Shalom to all.
Shalom, thank you.
You're welcome.
Come on.